How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What was it like to have Rasmus back out there today? It's now you're 2 days away from
it. Yeah, it's great. You know, nice to have another extra body, that's for sure. It's been a hard few days of practice, but, you know, also having your best player back helps a lot too. Just the way he leads with his work ethic on and off the ice. You know, it's definitely infectious in our room, so it's great to have him back around.
Have you worked with him about his experience at all?
Yeah, I talked with him a bit. At breakfast, you know, I was just curious, asking him questions and whatnot. He seems like he had a good time. Obviously, he would have liked to had a medal to come home with, but, you know, I watched pretty much all his games. I thought he looked unreal out there. So I think it was a great, I don't know, stepping stone for him. I feel like he, you know, got some more recognition that he deserves.
What was it like to watch him control games the way he did against that kind of competition?
Yeah, you know, I feel like when you're playing with him, you get so used to it that you don't really even realize it anymore. You know, you get kind of numb to it. But then watching on TV, you know, you're kind of a spectator, obviously, and especially at that high level, you know, it's the best of the best. And for him to be able to do that, I think it just speaks to how good of a player he is. And like I said, you know, we all knew that in our organization, but I'm not sure he's totally got the love he deserves for how good he is. So it's great to see him get some recognition, like I said.
What's all been like? Because it's different. I mean, you get a long break in the middle of the season, and then you sit here and have a week of practices before you get a game. I mean, it's all kind of different. What has this all been like for you?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's a long break. It's kind of a weird feeling almost being in February and having whatever it was, close to 2 weeks off. So you just try to stay in as good a shape as you can. But I think it's also, it was also important to get away, you know, get your mind off of things, let your body heal and rest naturally on its own, and, you know, get some sun. So I think it was, you know, good for myself. I think most of our team was starting to feel pretty worn down by the last few games before the break there. Probably most teams in the league were feeling that way. So I think it'll help our group a lot. Obviously, you know, we're in a playoff push, so we got to come back and be ready to go here right off the bat. I think individually for them it should be a huge confidence booster. You know, not that they're not confident guys, they're some of the best players in the world, but just I thought they both had really good tournaments, and you know, I'm sure that's going to bleed into their play when they get back here, and it'll be a huge boost for our group. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things they can take away from it. You know, being around other the best players, seeing their work ethics, seeing, their leadership styles. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll nothing but help them and our team.
How much do you think Nate, Kale, and Taze will be playing with a chip on their shoulder the rest of the season? Not only the way that they lost the game, but the way the game was lost.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think those guys always play with some sort of chip on their shoulder. I mean, we've seen it throughout the start of the year here, the year that team's been having. And, yeah, I don't know if it'll be any added motivation. I guess it will be some, you know. I don't think those guys like to lose very much. So, yeah, you know, it's a tough way for the tournament to end. I felt like that was probably Canada's best game, and it was a blast to watch. I'm so proud to be Canadian, and yeah, at the end of the day, you can't win them all. So, you know, I'm sure those guys will be ready to go when they get back.
You know how intense McKinnon is. You've won a Stanley Cup with him. Did your jaw almost drop? I mean, he missed a chance. He might miss once every 2 years standing next to the net there. Did your jaw almost drop when that didn't go into that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, a lot of the time that goes in. But, you know, sometimes for whatever reason, things happen. And I feel like they had a lot of good chances to go up a goal. So you can't necessarily put the spotlight on one player, or whatever it might be. They had a lot of chances and created a lot, and sometimes you got to tip your cap to their team. You know, they defended hard and played hard. Their goalie played really well. So, yeah, I don't think there's really anything to to stew on for any of those guys. You know, they played their hearts out and did what they could.
What's it like to want your country to win, but one of your closest teammates is on the other side?
Yeah, it was tough. I'm sure most of the guys didn't think I was cheering for him all that much the way my emotions were going. But, yeah, it sucks. Like I said, I was cheering hard for Canada, and it sucks to lose. But I'm also happy for Tage, and, you know, for him to have that experience and come home with a gold medal is awesome for him. So and the rest of the country, obviously. So, yeah.
As I mentioned, you won a cup with those guys. What did you take from that? That maybe you can bring here as you maybe try to help this playoff push, and maybe some of these guys who have been Sabres their whole careers and don't know what a playoff push is. What have you taken from them that maybe you can help these guys with as we move forward here?
I think I tried to take a lot from them as I was, you know, really growing up in the NHL on that team. A few things that I think are important just in every day, but also coming to the rink and doing your job is just obviously working hard. Those guys are the hardest working guys I've seen, and you know, it's no secret why they're a couple of the best in the world. But I think, yeah, just coming to the rink every day, working hard, and being yourself also. You know, we've got a great group of guys, a different cast of characters. Everyone's kind of unique, and that's something I think we're all really proud of, is just everyone can be themselves in our locker room. There's no use trying to be somebody you're not on the ice, off the ice, whatever it might be. So yeah, not necessarily totally hockey things, but, you know, kind of bigger picture things that I've learned from those guys.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.